So that by this intelligence we learn the Welshmen are dispersed, and Salisbury has gone to meet the king, who lately landed with some few private friends upon this coast. Who comes here? Welcome, Harry. What will not this castle yield?
The castle royally is manned, my lord, against thy entrance.
Royally? Why, it contains no king.
Yes, my good lord, it doth contain a king. King Richard lies within the limits of yon lime and stone. And with him are the Lord O'Mail, Lord Salisbury, Sir Stephen Scroop, besides a clergyman of holy reverence. Who, I cannot learn.
Ah, belike it is the Bishop of Carlisle.
Noble Northumberland. Go to the rude ribs of that ancient castle. Through brazen trumpets send the breath of parley into his ruined ears and thus deliver. Henry Bolingbroke, on both his knees, doth kiss King Richard's hand. And sends allegiance and true faith of heart to his most royal person. Hither come, even at his feet, to lay my arms and power. Provided that thy banishment repealed, and land restored again, be freely granted. If not, I'll use the advantage of my power, and lay the summer's dust with showers of blood, rained from the wounds of slaughtered Englishmen. The which, how far off from the mind of Bolingbroke it is, such crimson tempest should bedrench the fresh green lap of fair King Richard's land. My stooping duty tenderly shall show. Go, signify as much.
My lord, I shall.
Northumberland, we are amazed, and thus long have we stood to watch the fearful bending of thy knee, because we thought ourselves thy lawful king. And if we be, how dare thy joints forget to pay their awful duty to our presence? Tell Bolingbroke, for yon methinks he stands, that every stride he makes upon my land is dangerous treason. He has come to open the purple testament of bleeding war. But ere the crown he looks for live in peace, 10,000 bloody crowns of mother's sons shall ill become the flower of England's face, change the complexion of her made pale peace to scarlet indignation, and bedew her pastor's grass with faithful English blood.
The King of Heaven forbid our lord the king should so, with civil and uncivil arms, be rushed upon. Thy thrice noble cousin, Harry Bolingbroke, doth humbly kiss thy hand, and by thy honorable tomb he swears, that stands upon your royal grandsire's bones, and by the royalties of both your bloods, his coming hither hath no further scope than for his lineal royalties, and to beg enfranchisement immediate on his knees. This swears he, as he is a prince, is just, and as I am a gentleman, I credit him.
Northumberland, say, thus the king replies. His noble cousin is right welcome hither, and all the number of his fair demands shall be accomplished without contradiction. With all the gracious utterance thou hast, speak to his gentle hearing, kind commence.
My lord, I shall.
We do debase ourselves, cousin, do we not? To look so poorly and to speak so fair. Shall we call back Northumberland and send defiance to the traitor and so die?
No, good my lord. Let's fight with gentle words till time lend friends and friends their helpful swords.
Oh, God. Oh, God. That ere this tongue of mine that laid the sentence of dread banishment on yon proud man should take it up again with words of sooth. Oh, that I were as great as is my grief, or lesser than my name, or that I could forget what I have been, or not
remember what I must be now. Oh, swell'st thou proud heart. I'll give thee scope to beat, since foes have scope to beat both thee and me.
Northumberland comes back from Bolingbroke.
What must the king do now? And must he submit? The king shall do it. Must he be deposed? The king shall be contented. Must he lose the name of king? A god's name, not Edgar. I'll give my jewels for a set of beads. And my large kingdom for a little grave. A little grave. An obscure grave. Or I'll be buried in the king's highway, some way of common trade, where subjects' feet may hourly trample on their sovereign's head. For on my heart they tread now whilst I live, and buried once, why not upon my head? O Merle, thou weep'st, my tender-hearted cousin. We'll make foul weather with despised tears, to lay affretted as a pair of graves within the earth, and therein laid, there lies two kinsmen digged their graves with weeping eyes. Would not this ill do well? Well, I see I talk but idly and you laugh at me. A most mighty prince, my lord Northumberland. What says King Bolingbroke? Will his majesty give Richard leave to live till Richard die? You make a leg and Bolingbroke says I.
My lord, in the base court, he does attend to speak with you. May it please you to come down.
Down, down I come, like glistering fire and wanting the manage of unruly jades. In the base court. Base court, where kings grow base, to come at traitors' calls and do them grace. In the base court, come down. Down court, down king. For night owls shriek where mounting larks should sing.
What says his majesty?
Sorrow and grief of heart makes him speak fondly, like a frantic man. Yet he is come.
Stand all apart, and show fair duty to his majesty. My gracious lord. Fair cousin, you debase your princely knee to make the base earth proud with kissing it. My gracious lord, I come but for mine own. Your own is yours, and I am yours, and all.
So far be mine, my most redoubted lord, as my true service shall deserve your love.
Well you deserve. They well deserve to have, but know the strongest and surest way to get. What you will have, I'll give, and willing to. For do we must what force will have us do. Set on towards London. Cousin, is it so?
Yea, my good lord.
Then I must not say no.